streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have some surprise guests tonight with a lot of important people here in Arizona that are supporting the Streets Don't Love You Back, from professional boxers to amateur boxers to dancers to business owners and many people that are working with us to help feed the homeless and be advocates against domestic violence and many other issues that that we deal with. So tonight we have some special guests calling in. So stay tuned, and if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-826-7273. And also you can go online and listen online and chat with us. So stay tuned, and let me welcome Boyd.
Yeah, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank everyone who tunes into our radio show every Wednesday night, and like my wife said, we got a great show tonight. It's an open format tonight, and we have a lot of great people here tonight, and we have the West Side Valley Dancers is going to be in the house tonight, and we also have T. Rob going to be in the house, and we also going to have Arvina going to be in the house from her organization, SUT, that's supporting us as well. And we're also going to have our own Phoenix Boys and Girls Center champs in the house tonight, Alexis and Victor going to be in the house tonight as well. And we just want to give a shout-out to everyone who's supporting the Streets Don't Love You Back movement on all levels. And we just want to give a big shout-out to Title Boxing Club Scottsdale, which is Troy and Jason, the owners, and we just like to give them a big shout out for hosting the event at their location. So we just want to thank God for that as well. And we're going to want to give a big shout out to Buckeye Valley News, Ms. Sharon, and a big shout out to Rhonda from Twin Flames Images and Production. And we want to give a big shout out to Get Lionel, Coach Lionel, and we want to give a big shout-out to Champ Ariel. I talked to the champ today, and she goes to college and goes to school as well, to another school, and the champ goes to bed a little early. So we told the champ we was definitely going to give her a shout-out. She helped us feed the homeless, her and her family, every month when the champ is not in the ring. So we wanted to give her a big, big shout-out as well. So also we wanted to give a shout-out to the Ritz Realty Group, and that's my man, Dwayne. And we also want to give a big shout-out to Arizona Multimedia and Video Production, which is our man, Theodore. So we got our calls on the line, and we're going to start bringing them in right now. So we're going to go to the first caller, and the last four digits is 2038. All right, caller, you on the air.
Hi, my name is Michaela Blackmore, and I'm a dancer with For the Love Crew out of Phoenix and B Killers from Jukebox Dance Studio in Gilbert.
All right, that sounds great, Dan. We just want to say we appreciate you coming out to represent your organization, and we appreciate you coming out to you know, support the Streets Don't Love You Back homeless event as well. So we just want to thank you for that right there.
Well, thanks for inviting us out and having us support such a wonderful event.
We appreciate that. And anything you would like to add to your message tonight about your organization and the crew that you dance with. Tell the people about that.
Just dance itself has brought me into such a wonderful community full of people who love it and enjoy it. And the crew that I'm in, For the Love, we're a very religious group, Christianity, and God plays a big role in our dance, and we don't dance for ourselves or any other person, but we dance for Him, which is why we're called For the Love. And I just want to say, like, anyone who feels like they need anything, there's always people out there, and dance has definitely opened the doors for me and has brought me closer to God Himself. And if I wasn't part of dance, I honestly don't know where I would be.
Well, that's a great, great testimony. And for other young people that's trying to get into dance, what advice would you give them?
Just put yourself out there. Like, you don't have to be nervous. No one's going to judge you. People want to help, definitely in the dance community. We love seeing new people get into it. There's also a great places to go to, such as, like, Cypher's Dance and Jukebox and Center of Urban Arts and Imagine That Studio. There's tons of places out there for anyone to get in. So you just have to put yourself out there and not be shy and be ready for new experiences.
All right. That sounds like a winner. And like I said, tonight we got the lines totally lit up. And once again, we got two of the greatest champs I ever put on gloves. That box out of our family gym, Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, and then that's our guy, Alexis and Victor, you know, two great champs, and, you know, they're going to be on the line tonight as well, supporting the movement and everything like they always do. I'm going to bring my wife on and let her ask you a few questions, and then we're going to keep moving down the line. And once again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for just coming out to our event and supporting us as we do the great things we do, and you keep up the great work as well.
Thank you.
Hi there. I just wanted to have you talk a little bit about who your mentors were as you got into dance, and then after that, could you maybe give a little advice to the other youth out here, maybe some youth that are lost or just not sure what they want to do in life and are having some tough times?
Yeah, definitely. My mentors include, like, everyone from For the Love, especially Adam Vallejo and Gaby. They go by different nicknames and stuff, but they're just people who have brought me up and definitely has molded my personality and who I am today. And without them, like, my life would be so much different.
Yeah. And so what advice could you give some other youth out there who are just, you know, maybe lost or just unsure of their goals or how to get there?
There's always places where you could go, people that you could talk to, even God. Like, you could just bow your head and pray, and He'll light the way for you. You don't need to know exactly what you're going to do all the time, because God has His plan for you.
Exactly. You're a smart young woman. Keep it up. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We look forward to meeting you Saturday.
Look forward to meeting you too.
All right. We want you to, we're going to go to the next caller, and we want you to hold on the line and stay with us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you much. All right, next caller, you're on the line. Last four digits is 8019.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on air.
Hi, this is Felicia Campos with POP Productions. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Felicia? We definitely appreciate you putting this together and bringing the dancers from all over to support our event And we just want to thank you. And, you know, man, you know, it's just all good. You know, we love what you're doing with the kids, and we just want to say keep up the great work. And anything you would like to say.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you asking, you know, me to get some of the dancers together and, you know, to come out and support the event, the campaign that you're putting together. This is awesome. I love to help. I, you know, it's very important for me. You know, just to share in the ways of, you know, giving back to the community and also being a good role model. That's very, very important for me, and also to have my kids involved with whatever I do. When I started my business, I started out as, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this with my family? And how am I going to do this with, you know, having my kids? And my kids have been by my side, you know, through with every event that I've done. You know, and yes, I have a son that he's 4 years old, and he's a crazy 4 year old, but he's always there with me. And in order for me to show to him show to my kids, like, what it is and how it is to give back to the community, they're there with me all the time. Even if it's during my shows, if it's backstage, like last Sunday, we were taking pictures with dancers that are going to be there for this coming Saturday's event that you're putting on, and he was there. You know, my kids are there, and you know, I'm honored to present, you know, everybody with my kids to the community that I work with, and it's so awesome. I've met so many awesome people with what I do. And I love giving back, and I love inspiring others to do great in this world.
Hey,
so I'm looking forward to seeing these new dance. Well, they're not new dancers, but they're new to me, to be involved with something that, you know, that I'm a part of. And you know, I've never really seen some of these dancers. I just met on Sunday, but for them to unite with other dancers from everywhere, from many places, to come and support such an awesome campaign, it's really heartwarming. It's really awesome.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. You know, we had a chance of meeting Miss Felicia when she invited me and my wife out to her event out in Buckeye, and we just want to say thank you for thinking of us and bringing us into what you're doing, and we're going to always incorporate what you're doing to what we're doing as well now, because we educate kids against a lot of different things, and we see the positive
mm-hmm.
things that you're doing with the kids. So we're just proud of what
Thank you.
And keep up the great work, and we'll definitely see you Saturday. And like I said, tonight,
yeah.
You know, we'll have both of the champs on the line tonight as well, and I'm going to pass the mic to my missus to speak to you for a minute. And thanks again, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Hi, Felicia. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Can you tell us a little bit? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what actually got you involved in dance, or if it's just been something that's been a part of your life?
Gosh, I've been dancing since I was 3 years old. I'm 39 right now, and I started dancing in L.A. when I lived out there. I started at 3, and I danced in L.A. till I was 5, and then I moved to Albuquerque, where I was raised, and I lived there till about 3 years ago, and during the time that I lived in Albuquerque, I danced most of my life, except maybe about 3 years, maybe. I've done many styles of dance. I've done folklorico. I've dabbled in flamenco. I'm not really good at that, but I've done jazz, tap, ballet, character. I've done many styles, and I used to dance. I taught dancing for many years also, and I don't know, just teaching and inspiring dancers to express themselves in ways through dance is very important for me. And to see them grow and continue with their dancing on a positive note, you know, when they get older and through high school and after high school, and it's just awesome. And it's even more awesome when I see, when I have parents coming to me that I used to teach when they were little, and they're bringing right. their kids to me, like having me, asking me to teach their kids. And it's awesome. I love it. And, you know, I taught until I moved out here to Arizona, which is over 3 years ago. And everybody was like, well, are you going to open up a dance studio? You should open one up. And I was like, no. No, I was exhausted. But I don't know. I thought that maybe, you know, if I put dance, if I opened up POP Productions to inspire people to express their art through events that I put on. And because I've danced most of my life, you know, I felt like, hey, I could just like start with the dance showcases that I put on. I'll just start with that, since that's kind of like my bread and butter and type of deal that I'm comfortable with. And then I could branch mm-hmm. out into doing other things. But, you know, I do work most of my stuff in the West Valley, just because there's just not as much stuff in the West Valley that there is in the East Valley. And right. I try to go out to the schools and help as much as I can. I volunteered with many places, high school dance teams, some dance studios, and, you know, just volunteering my time, you know, just to give back to the community also. I started doing my dance showcases also back home in Albuquerque, where the dance community is way smaller than Arizona, and New Mexico is just the dance scene there. It's just so, a lot smaller than Arizona, but I know a lot of people out there in the dance community out there. So I do my dance showcases out there in Albuquerque, and I also do them here in the West Valley. So I don't know, just getting people involved, people to educate themselves on dancing and what opportunities there are out there for them to get into on a positive note instead of going down the wrong path. It's very important for me to actually give that opportunity to people, you know, and try to, you know, give them positive, you know, influences.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be involved with you, and we see that you bring in all kinds of dancers and young people together and, you know, mentoring them and being an example to them. And we know definitely, you know, by some of the stories of the young men that we've talked to already, you know, it's you've just been a joy in their lives, and they really look forward to, you know, dancing and, you know, blooming and doing what they're doing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your time.
It's all good. So you hang in there, Ms. Felicia, and don't hang up. We're going to go to another call, and we're going to keep it rocking tonight, okay? All right. Thank you
all
much.
All right. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, champ.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, I'm good. We want to just introduce my main man right here. My man, Alexis, who fight at the Family's Gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, and the champ will be coming out supporting our homeless event this weekend, and also the champ will be fighting next month as well, February the 22nd. So we want you to follow the champ on the Arm Boys card. So how you doing, champ, and let the people know what's happening with you.
Hey, Rob, thanks for having me, man. You know, not much, man. We've just been here training real hard for the fight, you know, doing a whole bunch of things, trying to get in good shape, you know, getting good sparring. February 22 is going to be a good show, man. I I can't wait for it to fight.
My man, now if anybody want to get any tickets from you, champ, what can they get at you at to get them tickets?
Or on Facebook, yeah, on Facebook you just message me, and I'll make arrangements where we can meet or where to so they could buy the tickets.
All right, give them that Facebook page, champ.
Yeah, it's just Alexis Zazueta. My name, just put the name and add me and just message me if you want tickets.
All right. And, champ, we want to just say, man, we really thank you for taking time out to come out to our event and supporting the cause this Saturday. So we just want to give you a big shout-out and thank you for taking time out to come out to support the cause. And here go my wife as well.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, man, no problem, man.
Hey, you know, we've been watching you since you were, you know, an amateur, and, you know, we've been filming you, and, you know, you graduated high school, and now you're a professional boxer. So can you give some advice out here to some of the youth about what it takes to maybe stay out of the streets and away from drugs and, you know, what it takes to get in and be committed to something really positive?
Yeah, you know, being a teenager is tough, and there's a lot of drugs out there, a lot of gangs, you know, a lot of peer pressure going on. You know, yeah, sometimes life does get tough, but you just got to hang in there, you know. I mean, everyone's had their bad times. But you just got to hang in there. Things will get better. They always do.
That's right. And who are your biggest mentors coming up?
Well, usually just my parents, you know, my parents and my trainer. You know, my trainers usually make a big role in my life. You know, they tell
right.
me where to stay out of, what friends to stay with. You know, they know, because usually older adults usually know better for people my age, you know. They know which friends are real, which friends are not. That's something that I don't see
right.
yet as much. So their opinion really counts on who to hang out with and who to not.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, you said it right. The older people, you know, we've been there and done that, and we know. And so, you know, you look up to people that have been there and gone through things because they really can tell you what's up. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have three brothers. Do you have any other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have. I have three brothers, and the smallest one is she's a little girl, you know. The baby of the house, she's a girl, you know. So she has four older men taking her.
Yeah, I know you have a lot of support with all your brothers, you know, following you and supporting you.
Oh, yeah.
And we look forward to watching you fight again. And, you know, we're always here for you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for always being there.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you Saturday. Forward to it.
Okay, see you then.
Okay then, champ, you go ahead, man, and get some rest. And we just want to say once again, appreciate you taking your time out to come on the air, man, and shoot that positive message out there, man. And God bless you and the family, man, and send our love to the family, okay?
Yeah, man, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you later, champ.
Okay. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, caller, you on the air. Last four digits, 5123.
Hey, what's up, Rob? How you doing? Is that here?
Hey, how you doing tonight, brother? What's going on with you?
Not much. Just getting some rest in after.
That sounds good. Now, this here is another one of our champs that's going to be fighting, too, February the 22nd on the Envoy card as well. And the champ goes out with us every month to feed the homeless. He's not going to be able to make it this Saturday, but he will be there this Sunday for the homeless feed, you know. So, champ, I want you to formally introduce yourself to the viewers.
Hey, good night, everyone. My name is Edgar Brito, local fighter here out of Glendale, Arizona, and I'm fighting again February 22nd, so go check that out.
My man. Now, if anybody want to get at you, champ, give them your Facebook page.
Yeah, just go on Facebook, search up Edgar Brito, add me, message me, it's up to you, or whatever you'd like, and I'll meet you guys up for tickets anywhere.
That sounds good, champ. And, champ, I just want to ask you, man, tell the viewers, how did you get involved with our homeless feed every month?
Yeah, actually, you invited me, and it was actually great that you did because it really helped, you know, open my eyes a little more to how fortunate and blessed I am. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we take for granted, it's crazy how not everyone has that, you know, and you know, it makes me be a lot more grateful and appreciate things a lot more.
My man. And, champ, if a young kid trying to get into boxing or just trying to get into some positive, what positive thing would you tell that kid right now?
Try it, man. You know, try out different things. See what you like. See what you're good at. And, you know, regardless of what people think about it, you know, it's all on you. You know, just try new things and see what you like and stick to it.
My man, appreciate that. And also, I want the viewers to know that me and my wife been simming Champ Edgar ever since he was in the amateurs too, and now he's a pro fighter now, you know. So we watched him come up in the game, and now he's rolling with the Streets Don't Love You Back on these positive things that we're doing out here, reaching these kids. So I'm going to pass the mic to my wife and let her speak to the champ for a minute because I know the champ got to get some rest because he's still in training right now for the upcoming fight, February the 22nd. So hold on for a minute, champ.
All right.
Hey, Edgar. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in tonight. And we want to, again, thank you guys, too, because you and your dad and the whole gym donated toys for our Christmas toy drive. So we just want to publicly, on the air, thank you and the whole team for everything that you did to support us and help us, you know, at Christmas time as well. And I wanted to ask you, you know, the same question. You know, what advice would you give to some of the kids? You know, you live in Glendale, West Phoenix. There's gangs, drugs, violence. You know, it's everywhere. But what advice would you give to the youth out there about staying out of the streets and away from drugs and gangs and different things like that?
No, actually, that's pretty much the whole reason why I started, why I got into boxing. You know, when I was younger, I was hanging out with the, you know, the wrong crowd, you know, the older kids, you know, doing, you know, I guess some bad stuff that seemed cool at the moment. And, you know, that stuff brings you nothing but trouble. The whole time, you know, all through middle school, I was getting in so much trouble because of that. And, you know, luckily, one of the school counselors recommended that I get into a sport or do a hobby or something to get my mind off those things and stay away from that. And, you know, thank God I found boxing, and I got into that, and it pretty much, you know, saved me, because, I mean, if I was doing, you know, some pretty bad stuff back then when I was younger, I mean, I can't really imagine what I'd be doing
right
now that I'm older. But, yeah, stay away from all that stuff,
because, exactly.
I mean, it may seem cool, it may seem fun and all that, you know, you want to be cool with the older kids, but, you know, they're not going to be there for you once, you know, you get arrested, once you get into some deep trouble, they all disappear.
Exactly. You know, and we
just
want,
like you guys say, and just like you guys say, you know, the streets don't love you back. So that's pretty true right there.
It is. You know, and we want the listeners to be aware too that, you know, like you said, you were in middle school, but there's kids out there that, you know, 10, 11, 12 that are carrying guns and drugs and involved in gangs and different things. So, you know, it's not when you're 15, 16, it starts when you're young. And so, you know, like you said, boxing saved you. And thank goodness that you found something to put your energy into. And,
yeah.
I mean, now your dad has, you guys have your own gym now as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, look how
yeah.
far you came. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So thank you for calling in tonight, and thank you for your advice. And hopefully, you know, somebody listening will take that message and be able to, you know, help somebody or, you know, put their energies into something more positive and to be able to change their life. So we look forward to seeing you Sunday. And Super Bowl or no Super Bowl, we're still feeding the homeless. So
exactly,
then we'll come
right
back and watch the ball. So here's Rob. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Cool.
Yeah, champ, man, I just want to say once again, we really appreciate you, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're definitely a good role model for the youngsters because you done been there and did that, man. And we just, like my wife said, thank you on the air. Like, you know, when we reached out to you about our toy drive for the kids, you know, raising 3,000 toys up for the kids and different things, you jumped right on the bandwagon without no questions asked, you feel me? And y'all made it happen on y'all end, man. And you've been rolling with us on the homeless feed. And that's why I say, man, you're a real champ, not only in the ring, but you're a real champ outside the ring, man, you know, because that's what the people look at in life, you know what I'm saying? If you're able to give back, you might not be able to give back nothing materialistic, but if you can give your time just to speak to some youngster or some older person, that could be a blessing in disguise, man. So I just want to say keep up the good work, champ, and we'll see you Sunday at the homeless feed.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me tonight, and, yeah, we'll see you Sunday.
All right,
thank
champ.
You.
God bless now.
Thank you, guys. You too. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're moving down the line right now. We're going to last four digits, 1188. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Arvina Flores with Simply United Together.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Arvina?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
We're truly glad that you came on the air, and we just want to say Miss Arvina is a friend of ours, and she works with an organization called SUT, and she's going to talk a few minutes as well. And Arvina, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the people.
Okay, thank you. Well, again, I'm with Simply United Together, and it's Snowford Soot. And we are basically a community foundation that goes out in the community to pay it forward and do good for others. We've got 52 divisions under Soot, from ministry, the SIT Foundation, the different initiatives as far as breast cancer awareness, domestic violence. So we do a lot of different things around the nation in our communities, just trying to make awareness and paying it forward.
That sounds great, you know, and we just want to give Ms. Arvina and her organization SUT a big shout-out. Ms. Arvina and her organization came to our domestic violence walk that we had in September of last year, which that's going to be our annual event that me and my wife give. And she was there with her organization, and, you know, we did what we had to do, you know, keep making awareness, you know. And it's an everyday thing that we make awareness, you know, and that's the greatest thing about life. You know, it's not just a 1 year. We make it every day, you know. So we want to appreciate that, and we want to let people know that Ms. Arvina on the air, you know. And her and her organization will also be coming out supporting the Streets Don't Love You Back entitled Boxing Club event this Saturday. So we wanted you to speak on that a little bit too, Ms. Arvina.
Okay. Yeah, we have a couple of bags of clothes and other items to bring to you guys for your Feed the Homeless as well. We're really excited to come out and see everyone, and, you know, we'll make sure that our Phoenix chapter is involved more with your guys' events because it's you guys are doing great things in the community, and we just want to be there to support you guys and everything that you guys do as well. And I appreciate you guys being there supporting us in our events too.
And we appreciate that, you know, and you'll let us always know and also let the viewers know about the other event that's coming up that the Streets Don't Love You Back and your organization going to be talking about the video that you spoke with me about.
Okay. It's called 1 Billion Rising for Justice, and it's a support and awareness for violence against women, young girls, and children. It started off in 2007, I believe, and nationwide, internationally, other people, countries have got together actually on Valentine's Day. They call it, you know, V-Day. And that's where everybody stands up, you know, for support and awareness for the violence against women. So as the director of the Simply United Domestic Violence Initiative, I thought it would be a good idea if I gathered people together, you know, such as the Streets Don't Love You Back and Agnes's Center for Domestic Solutions and Katie's Way, and that's just a few, to come out and be in the video with us. It's going to be to a song called Break the Chains. And Debbie Allen choreographed the dance routine and made a video for it, and it went, you know, nationwide, all over the world, really. So I thought that would be a great idea for us to do here in Phoenix, for all of us join together and represent, you know, doing awareness for domestic violence. And so we've got everything ready to go. It's going to be, I believe, February the 8th. So it's a little bit short time from now, but we're going to be sending out the invites tomorrow on Facebook and giving everyone the links to view the video and learn the dance steps. We're going to be doing it at the Margaret T. Hanson Park in downtown Phoenix from, I would say, about 1 to 3. And we're really excited. We're going to be posting the video on YouTube, our Facebook pages, sharing it with the world, and just let everyone know that Phoenix here and all of our organizations combined together do care and want to stand up for justice against violence.
Amen. And we definitely appreciate that. And I just want to say once again, we look forward to seeing you this Saturday at our event. And we look forward to always supporting your events as well with the SUT organization. And we just want to give a big shout-out to all the SUT chapters across the country, you know. And I'm going to pass the mic to my missus, and thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Arena.
Hi, my dear.
I just want to say thank you, and that video sounds like an awesome idea. So we'll definitely be there and bring our team and our new dance crew friends. We'll bring them and...
Wonderful. I'm excited for it.
Representing Phoenix, Arizona. That's right.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big event. So I'm really excited and glad that you guys are coming out too.
All right.
Cool. We look forward to seeing you this weekend. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you again, Ms. Arvina. Have a lovely night.
All right. Bye bye.
All right, caller, you're on the air. Last four digits is 5380.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, good brother? Now, which one is this?
This is Tony, DOC. I dance with Felicia.
Hey, how you doing, brother? We glad that you could make it, you know?
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, and we're going to be looking forward to you and... all the dancers coming out representing all your different organizations. And tell us a little bit about your organization and what crew that you come from.
Yeah, my name is DOC. I represent For the Love Crew. And, what we do is we dance because we just love to spread love through our dance to people and just a lot of people are just so shaded with how the world is and all the negative, and we try to bring that love through our dance and through our character to inspire people to let them know there's a greater outlet than the streets. And so, yeah, man, that's our main target is just spreading love, because love is so overlooked nowadays that we just want to be that light of love to people.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. You know, we really appreciate Miss Felicia getting all you guys together and the young ladies as well, and to come out to our fundraising event this weekend to raise for the homeless. And we feed the homeless every month, and we just thank you all for, you know, coming to share a great moment with us as well, you know?
Yeah, man, it's an honor. Like myself, I give clothes to the homeless all the time on 4th Ave. I do workshops, and to instead of them paying money, I have a donation of clothes, and so that's what I'm about, man, is like I said, is just spreading love to those who don't feel loved. And yeah, and so it's an honor just to be involved with you guys.
Man, it's a pleasure and honor to my brother, you know, because what you just said, man, was a whole mouthful, bro, you know, that I think a lot of people need to get enlightened on out here, because like you said, it's a lot of people across the world, you know, that's lacking love. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you lack in loving self and loving others, then it's a very big problem. So we want to thank you again, my friend, for coming on the show and bringing that awareness to the airwave tonight, you know, that I wasn't even looking for. But that was a great, great speaking you just spoke, bro. And I'm going to pass the mic to my missus for a few minutes.
All right, sounds good.
I just want to thank you as well for coming on the show tonight and be a part of the show, and for coming this weekend and you know, spending some time with us and sharing part of your life with us. You know, it's about networking out here and helping each other. And, you know, together everyone achieves more, right? Teamwork. So networking, teamwork, and, you know, we just appreciate you all coming together to support the Streets Don't Love You Back, you know, so that we can help other people, you know, all of us together, coming together as another team to do this, you know, to feed the homeless and to do the other things that we do. So we just want to thank you so much.
Thank you for actually doing this. A lot of people don't actually step out and do this for people and serve people. And so I'm thankful for you guys for actually hosting this. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my friend. And we thank you for coming on, and we look forward to seeing you this Saturday. And we just want you to hang in there with us, and we're going to go to another call, and you hang in there with us, okay?
All right. God bless you, bro.
God bless you too, Holmes. All right, we got another call. The last four digits is 4547.
Rico Jail.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. Just here relaxing, laying next to my baby girl.
Sounds good, you know. Now, what's on the menu for the night, you know?
Oh, man, just some sleep, man. I got to go wake up at 4 o'clock to actually train some of the guys that's going to be fighting on February 22nd, Alexis and Edgar. And we have to wake up early in the morning. So I'm just here right now to game plan before we actually meet up tomorrow. So I'm just kind of briefing over and listening to a lot of these great young talent that's out here that needs to be heard.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Coach, you know. And for all who don't know, that's Coach Lionel, who works with the Streets Don't Love You Back, and he has a program called Get Program, who train athletes on all levels, you know. So we just want to say thank you, Coach, for calling in, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Sounds good, man.
And get you some rest. All right, Coach.
Definitely. All right. Night.
All right, Coach. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Last four digits is 9433.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Sharon?
Oh, good. Had a great day.
All right. Yeah, I seen on Facebook you had a great day. You all down there in the art center down there doing a good thing down there.
Oh, yeah, this guy is so talented. I mean, real talented. He has just opened an art gallery in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he's just want to make some more connections and see if he could also down the line join our group, you know. connections with us.
That sounds like a winner, you know. And we just want to say to everybody tonight, this is Miss Sharon, who helps us out every month with the homeless feed as well. And she's also our chief executive at the Buckeye Valley newspaper. And me and my wife is definitely a pleasure and an honor to be knowing Miss Sharon. So, Miss Sharon, say something and let the people know what's happening with the Buckeye Valley News and what you all do with the homeless with us every month as well.
Well, we're gathering. Right now we're having tomorrow, by the end of this Friday, True Value. They have a whole box of soap and toothbrushes, brand new toothbrushes and stuff like that. So we're going to be gathering that stuff up. And we have bags of clothes. Anyone has a car or vehicle before they go down on Sunday, stop by Buckeye Valley News to pick up a load of clothes. And also I want to give a shout-out to all the boys and Iron Boys promotion that they're going to be victorious on the fight on the 22nd. And I all wish them the best because they're really true, good-hearted boys in and out because they're just, they're totally awesome. To get to know these boys and for them to come out to the street and help out, that just tells you right there that they're going beyond the call of duty, and it's just amazing just to come and meet them and see their support. And my joy is just going up to them and getting to know them, the hugs that they give me, and then going out to them to support when they're fighting. And when you're at a fight, when you get to know the boys, you're really enjoying the fight because you're rooting for them. And it's just a total different feeling when you really get to know them. So I just say come out and support them, buy a ticket from them, Facebook them, get to know who they are because they're really true-hearted people. And they're going to be victorious on this fight.
Amen for that, Ms. Shan, all the way live, you know. So you heard the champs tonight. You heard Champ Ergo on here and Champ Alexis. And we're looking to have Champ Victor on here tonight. So we're going to just keep things rolling. And once again, we want to thank everybody who's tuning in tonight and everybody who supports me and my wife's movement to educate kids against gangs, drugs, and violence into a better tomorrow. And we can't thank Ms. Sharon enough because ever since we met Ms. Sharon, it's been number love and respect for each other on both ends, and we all connected and did the right thing, you know? So thank you again, Ms. Sharon, you know?
Oh, you're welcome. Together we can, and we will make a difference.
Without a doubt, you know, and here go my missus, you know, because you and her always kick it, so that's the good thing about it, you know what I mean? I love when my missus like doing business with people and good people at that, because that's all she likes to deal with well as myself, you know. Good people that's doing good things, you know. So here go the missus, Miss Sharon.
Thanks for calling in, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I had a good day. Nothing but positive people. I always say good people make good sense. And we had such a wonderful day.
Yeah, you hang around positive people and you get positive feedback and you get lifted up. And if you hang around the negative people, and they always bring you down. So stay away from the negative and hang out with the positive. Do something
it was
good
awesome.
In your life.
I was on fire today. I was on fire. It was great.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you, too, for, you know, always being there to support us. And you know, we appreciate, you know, networking with us and making a lot of good moves. And there's a lot of support for the Streets Don't Love You Back right there in Buckeye because of you. So we really appreciate you and all the hard work that you do with the paper and within your community.
Oh, thank you.
You're a leader
and
an example.
Oh, thank you. I know there's going to be good things from the Buckeye. I know I feel there's going to be a gym coming soon. A boxing gym. I don't know what one, but hopefully soon. You know, there's several people that's been talking to me, and hopefully one of them will come out and do a gym because there's so much young kids out there that need I turn around, and I discipline my, you know, just to get their minds focused into positive things. And all these boys are just really, really amazing just to hear and to get to know them. And they're all good-hearted and hard-working people, and they really turn it around for the community. They're good mentors.
Exactly. You know, and that's what we need. We need more young, positive leaders and role models and you know, positive people, like you said, that the youth can look up to and say, you know, and for to tell our stories, you know, we messed up and we did go through all of that, but we were able to get through it and change, and this is how we did it. And so us, you know, having gone through all the bad things, can be leaders and mentors and teachers and try to educate, you know. And if we help a few, then we're doing good. But we hope to help many, and we're going to keep the fight going, keep the battle going, and keep educating and sharing and teaching. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, maybe not change the whole world, but our own little corner of it, you know. Right. And, you know, we're spread out all over the valley. You're in Buckeye, we're in Maricopa. We have, you know, family, people all over Phoenix, Mesa, Tempe, Gilbert, Chandler, you know, Avondale, Glendale, the whole valley, all corners of central Arizona that are coming together once a month to do something good for somebody that needs it. And I just think that's so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Snow.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Anna, excuse me. We want you to hold on for a minute, Ms. Shan. We're going to go to the next call. You hold tight, okay?
Okay. You guys take care.
Yes, ma'am. All right, caller, you're on the air. Last four digits is 2038.
Hi. This is Michaela Blackmore.
Oh,
good.
Okay, then.
How are you?
It must have dropped. Your call must have dropped.
I'm back in.
Yeah.
Okay, then, good. We got you back in. Hang tight. Hold tight, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Caller, you on the air. Last four digits, 9256.
How you doing?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You on the air?
Yeah, how you doing?
We just doing
good.
Fine
yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, I love what you are doing. This is really good. Last time I saw you was years ago in Winton Woods. Keep it real, Shaw, believe it was.
To keep it real, show. All right.
Wow. Yeah, and I was one of the ones who did the spoken word, Shauna. I did the spoken word.
The spoken word, man.
You probably don't even remember it. Yeah, it was so long ago. Yeah, it was long
wow.
ago. Hey, listen, congratulations too on your marriage too. That's really beautiful. She's a beautiful, beautiful lady. She's doing a lot of things for the community. That's great. You know,
wow,
so,
yeah, you just blew me away with that right there. Yeah,
blew you away.
For 15 years. You
yeah,
know,
check
and
this
I
out. I'm
in, everybody on there.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because ever since that time, I've been hearing about a lot of things that you are doing for the community. I'm like, wow, that's great. I'm out here in California now, so. Yeah, I'm doing, like, producing and directing and stuff like that. And I'm actually doing it, too, with the community,
right.
You know, helping the homeless out and stuff. So we go down to Skid Row, me and Ministries, Mastity Ministries is what it's called.
Yeah.
But we go down there to Skid Row and we help them out and stuff. So, of course, everywhere, you know, needs help. And it's good to share some light in the community, you know.
Right, without a doubt. How did you find me and my wife?
Yeah. I have no clue. I don't even know, honestly. So I guess the Facebook page, I think it was probably.
Did you find us in Cincinnati when you were still there?
Possibly, yeah. Possibly. I've had my page up so long, so yeah.
Okay.
Right, man. You know, it's been so long. When did you do it? Oh, man, it's been so long ago. Now I'm trying to remember.
You're trying to think of what it You know what? I didn't even see the recording. It was funny. Somebody told me, it was like, I saw you on TV. I was like, for real? So funny.
Right.
Yeah.
What year was
it? Was
this?
Long. It was years ago. Oh, my God. I don't know. It was years ago. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but
it would have
been the 90s then.
No,
I started
the
show in 98. I started the show in 98, so I must have put you on the show like in the early 2000s or something.
Yeah, it was 2000. It was 2000 something. It wasn't 98.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah,
wow.
It's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah, but
well, hey,
what
girl,
you're doing.
I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you keeping up with us. You
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm like, wow, every time I hear, you know, the streets are talking, I think it is. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, man, you know, it's funny. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's good. He's still going strong. You know, so congratulations
wow,
on years of success. Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to join
her.
Me and my wife's webpage, thestreetsofloveyouback.com, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is, Streets of Love You Back. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, matter of fact, I think it's Eric Reeves. I don't know if you know Eric Reeves, Boss Game. He was telling me he knew you, and there was another guy that you all were tied together with. And you all were working on something, too, with the community. I'm like, wow, he is, like, all over. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the streets real deep still, you know,
yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's been so long, man.
In a good
man,
way, though, in a good way, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah, definitely in a good way now, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
but it was good
and
talking to
you
all, yeah, I'm all the way from Cali. That's where I'm at right now. Shauna
Johnson.
Johnson.
And you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah, I did spoken word on your show. Yep.
Yeah, click me and my wife on Facebook, you know what I mean? Wild Boy, just see my book
okay.
cover on there. And then
okay.
my wife say, Lucinda Boyd. And, yeah, because I want to see who you is. And then when I see you, I might remember you. Because, you know, I done had so many people on the show over the last 15 years. You
oh,
know?
I know you have, yeah. Yeah, it's hilarious, too.
You just spoke
yeah.
your word back in the days, huh?
Yeah, spoken word, yeah.
Wow.
It's going to come to you.
Man.
I just give it a minute. You're going to be like, oh.
And this
yeah.
is a, and it's the right to take the show out there and win woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you know what? You got my mind boggling now because I used to take the show out there. Because I used to have my artist with me at that time, Pretty Cool, and
uh-huh.
them used to come out there with me when I used
yeah.
to take the show.
Uh-huh.
Wow, man. Yeah, yeah, you
yeah.
got my mind traveling now because, man, that's a blessing
yeah.
that you remember me
yeah.
on the
oh,
show,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's been, what, 14 years ago now?
Oh,
2000?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
Wow, man. Okay,
yes,
Ms. Shauna, we really appreciate you logging in. So, hey, keep up with us, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
definitely,
and
definitely.
As a friend.
Yeah, y'all going to have to keep up with me, too. Keep up with me for sure. You know, I'm definitely going to have a whole lot of stuff out there right now. You know, I have a few things out there, productions and stuff. So, but you all going to be hearing about me.
Yeah, we come to California a lot, too, you know?
Oh, really? What area?
Oh, man, yeah. We be coming up to Los Angeles a lot because my homeboy lives
oh,
up there,
wow.
the real singer
yeah.
Rick Ross. You know, he's been my man
okay.
since the 80s, you know? Yeah. So we
wow.
go out there to see him, and then we see a few people up there in Compton, South Central. We be all up
wow.
through there, man. So, yeah, let's get together, man, and let's,
exactly.
you know, collaborate on some things, you know?
Yeah,
you on the music thing, too?
Yeah, I'm still doing that. Yeah, it's like, it's more inspirational. Yeah, stuff.
Right, that's
I'm
what
putting
I'm
out there.
About,
so
yeah.
It, yeah, and anything that I do, I give percentage back to the community, you know. So, yeah.
What, the
definitely.
Same with me and the missiles, you feel me? Yeah.
Definitely.
So, yeah,
exactly.
Make sure you join our website, too, our main website,
okay.
thestreetsofloveyouback.com. Make sure you go there and become a member,
okay.
and that's where you can stay in the loop and, you know everything me and the wife is doing and when we on our way to California. And different things like that, you know.
Okay.
We also, when we out there, we also kick it with Snoop Moms when we come out to California, too. So, yeah, we always out there chilling, man, you know, for real.
Wow, that is so great. Yeah, you definitely have a really good woman behind you. You could tell because now you
oh, man. Yeah,
we hear
best.
More of you.
Trust and believe
you more
that.
Of you out there. I'm like, she is so organized, I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, She definitely don't like nothing out of place. You feel me?
Yeah, I can really tell that she really shines. Even as quiet as she is, she shines. You know. So,
Well, you all have a good one. Make sure you log on to our page tonight, Miss Shana, on thestreetsloveyouback.com. Become a member tonight, because I want to really see. When I see your picture, I'm gonna be like, probably, damn, I know her. You know, she was on the show.
It might not be tonight. It'll probably be tomorrow. I got to go down into Hollywood tomorrow. Right now, I'm working on like all these research papers and stuff, and it's a lot of stuff I'm doing.
Hey man, it definitely will be this week. Yeah, we appreciate it, girl. You just blew my mind tonight with this one. You feel me? Wow.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, you all have a good night. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. All right, thank you. Have a blessed night, Miss Shana.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All right, we're finna keep it moving. And, wow, that was a surprise call right there. And we're just going to go to another caller right quick. Caller, you on the air, last four digits, 4120. You're there, caller. Probably listening in. My main man, we done got to you, G.I. in the house.
Hey, what's up, man? Just to send them shots out to the streets, don't love me back. Just listening and tuning in live from behind the walls, you know. FreeGIProject.org. Checking in with the streets, don't love me back.
Know it.
I know y'all got y'all thing going on this weekend, man, you know. I hear a bunch of love for you. You know, you got the chants in the house. You got guests in the house, dancers, man. Hey, Street's going to love you back, doing back, giving back, and feeding the community out there. Boy, I love y'all for that, man.
We appreciate it, man. You know, and we just thank God that, you know, we're able to bring like minds and like spirits together to do this project. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
Without a doubt, man. You know, so... you know, anything you would like to say? Yeah.
Go ahead. Send a shout out to y'all, you know, and getting everything situated, man. And, you know, much respect and much love to you and Miss Lucinda. You know, the streets don't love you back. You know, I don't know if they got the word, but I know that I hear that tour and that concert and the seminar is coming real soon.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. You know, I talked to T. Rob earlier, and we're going to talk some more when he sent me some things, and I show my wife, you know. But, yeah, man, we really appreciate all of that love, man, you know. And we want everybody to hold on the line, and we're going to spend a couple commercials and a couple songs. But I wanted to get everybody's message heard tonight, you know what I mean, and let people know about our West Valley Dancers, let everybody know about the champs, and let everybody know about POP Productions, Miss Felicia, and everybody who supports the Streets Don't Love You Back, Buckeye Valley News, you know, everybody, man, you know what I mean, Miss Rhonda, DeJuan, Dwayne, everybody, man, you know, so we just want everybody to hold tight, and we're going to kick y'all off a little something. Hold on. And this is the one. 2038, last four digits.
Hello.
Yeah, we want you to hold on. Don't hang up. We're going to play a couple of songs, and we appreciate you riding with us all the way to the end, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you much.
Thinking about a fly whip, big house, bad bitch. When I got old enough,
still young, now I'm finally famous. Me and my niggas used to hit the club banging. Buy a bottle, now I'm broke, but I'm still drinking. Looking at freakies trying to give it up. Popping champagne, sipping just to spit it out. For no reason, saying fuck it, this is what we about. Rocking Cartier frames in the old school, sitting on fangs. From the drone in my rims are too. You a lame to the game, nigga, we don't know you. In my city, young black still dying. I ain't lying, check the stats, y'all. But it's nothing like home, so I'm back, y'all. Trade, strip clubs in the big three, but it's all love to me. 8 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, 4-1, Schoolcraft, Telegraph, that's Westside love. Van Dyke, grass shit, meringue, and Charmers, Jefferson, them Eastside thugs. Whole city walk around, mean mugs, something hard for them hoes. So fresh, so clean, for them auto shows. Come fly with your mans one time, get drunk, get high, put your hands in the sky. Let me see you two-step and get your hustle on.
Book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Yeah, what?
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. We got the champ on the phone. How you doing, Vic?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, everybody's good, champ. We just want to say we appreciate you tuning in tonight for a few minutes. We know you're always a busy man out there, and we appreciate you coming out this Saturday to support you know, our cause with Title Boxing Club over there with our fundraiser for the homeless. So we just wanted you to introduce yourself to the world, champ, on the airwaves.
Yes, my name is Victor Castro. I have a record now of 11-0, and I fight at the lightweight division. Yes,
my man, and the champ is also a great person that do a lot of great things and got a great heart, and champ also. Fights at the Family Gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, which y'all heard his teammate Alexis on here earlier. And we just want to give them both a big shout-out for all they do and give back to help others as well. So we just wanted to definitely get you on the airwaves tonight, champ, and let the world know what a great person you is, you know, in and outside the ring.
Yeah, actually, right now I was at a meeting where we're trying to raise money for a great cause. It's for the immigrants that try to cross over from Mexico or from all South America, and there's a group of veterans who they donate their time to go to the deserts and they leave water, clothes, you know, first aid if needed, and they help out there, and we're trying to raise I believe $15,000 and within a month and a half from now, and this Sunday we're going to be having an event. I don't know if I can promote it. Is that fine with you?
Yes, you can promote it, champ. You know, we're on the same team. Go right ahead.
Yes, it's going to be on 27th Avenue in Indian School. It's going to be on the Sunday from 11 to 7 at night. We're going to be having all kinds of food. We're having our carne asada, hot dogs. We're going to be having music, live music. And I mean, it's something big that we're doing to help raise the money that we set our goals to.
Sounds good, champ. If someone need to get in contact with the organization that you working with over there, champ, is it any contact information?
I don't have any available with me at the time, but if anybody, you know, they can reach me, I can give them my number. And,
go ahead,
and, Jim. My number is 602-503-7818. And basically, you know, if anybody wants to help us with donating money or anything, they can give me a call and I will fill them in the information and anything that they need. We're trying to make it a non-profit organization, but we don't have the tax ID yet, which we're working on, but it's a process for now. But other than that, you know, we're still doing this without it that anybody is willing to give us, you know.
Sounds good, champ, you know. And I'm going to pass the mic to my wife, champ. And once again, we appreciate you coming on and taking the time out to work with our organization as well.
Yes, definitely. Anything.
Hi, Victor. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Tell us a little bit about what made you turn to boxing, because we also know that, I mean, you're a young man, you have a young family, and you also have your own little restaurant. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you do and what made you become a professional boxer.
I was always very competitive as I grew up. Before this I was in karate. And I was very competitive there, and I liked it. You know, it's something that passions me, and mm-hmm. And the fighting. I don't know. It's just something, you know, I have. I was being a kid. I was always very hyper, very active kid, and I was running around, and my mom didn't even know what to do with me. She got me to sports, which was boxing, which was karate at the time, and then I did very well. I got my black belt. I competed, but then I wanted something more challenging, and therefore I went into boxing, and that's how it got started. And it's been very competitive. It's a very competitive sport, and I liked it, and ever since then, I stick to it, and I've put a lot of work, a lot of my time, and I wanted, my dream has always been to be a world champion, and I didn't want to stop, and I don't want to stop until I make my dream become true, you know, to be a world champion. That's my goal, and that's my dream. Therefore, I'm still here, and I'm still, you know, fighting for that dream.
Amen.
All right, that's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about your restaurant and how you got that started?
Well, it's not really mine. It's my brother-in-law's, but they're more of a sponsors, and I work mm-hmm. there, and I help out with everything.
Okay.
So yes, so it's not really mine.
Family restaurant.
But, yes, there you go. Yeah, it's a family restaurant. Yes, it's my sisters and my brother-in-law's, and
awesome.
he has the whole family involved in it, and that's why
that's
I
awesome.
Support it. Yes.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're really proud of you, and you know, we've watched you all through your professional fights, and you know, you just get better and better, so we're really proud of you, and we thank you for all the support that you give us, you know, with the homeless and with whatever we do as well. So we thank you.
Yes, no problem. I appreciate you guys also, because you guys have been very supportive couple. Like you said, you guys always there on my fights, and always interview me, and always, how do you say it? Promote my name, and try to give me some exposure, and I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate you, champ. We're gonna always be behind you. Like I told everybody, you know, you fights at the family gym, the Phoenix Boys Center, and you know, my wife is the vice president of the Phoenix Boys Center, and a lot of people know that Kelly is her first cousin, you know. So we're gonna always promote you and always be 100% behind you, because you know you're right there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, man. You got a goal. You're shooting for your goal. You're concentrating on it, and you focus on it. And that's what I love about you. You stay focused on the game plan. So we got much love for you, champ, and we look forward to seeing you coming out to our event this Saturday over Title Boxing Club, supporting you know, our fundraiser for the homeless. So we appreciate you, champ.
Yes. Yeah. Whenever, you know, I can, whenever I'm available, you know, I have, you know, no problem being there, and I know it's for a good cause, and it's something that I love doing, you know. I love to help others when I can, and that's why, you know, I'm there.
I have to laugh a little bit about what you said earlier, that you had, you know, ADHD, or you just jumped around so much your mom had to do something for you, because ever since I've met you, you've been so calm and cool, and I've never seen you hyper like that. So your mom did something good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually, it's a very funny story because I was the most crybaby kid that you can know too. You know, I used to cry for everything and I did a lot of things. I put through my mom through a lot of situations, bad situations where she didn't know what to do with me. And then that's what the sports does to you, you know, the discipline that it gives you. That's why I'm a big believer of that. I'm a really big believer because she actually took me to the doctors and they wanted to give me medication to slow me down because they thought something was wrong with me. But, you know, I was a kid, you know, I wanted to have fun. And you just have so much energy that
you have to
know where to put it.
I think that that's what's wrong with our society nowadays, too. Everybody wants to put young kids on pills, you know, for different, you know, for being a kid. Kids jump around. Kids are loud. Kids are crying. You know, they're kids. But nowadays, they want to put them on medications, and now we have, teenagers that are trying to commit suicide, and they're so depressed, and they're, you know, having so many different problems, and you know, they don't need that medicine as kids, I don't think. I think they just need to find an activity or something that they like and keep them busy doing something. So,
they parents just don't want to deal with them, you know, to be honest. I mean, I don't want to sound
rude,
but...
give them medicine, they quiet them down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they just want the easy way out. And,
exactly.
And
that's the problem.
And that's not it. Yeah, and kids, like I said, they have so much energy. You have to guide them towards some things where they can release it, and that's what my mom did, and that's why, you know, I'm here now as a professional boxer. You know, I 11-0, and I'm still, you know, and I have a dream which I'm going towards, and I'm fighting for, and that's why. I'm a big believer of the sport, any sport. It's just something, you know, where the kid can release all that energy they have and everything.
Right. Well, I totally agree with you. And medications, I'm just totally against that, especially they're putting young kids in kindergarten, first grade, on medicine when they're just being kids. They just don't know how to put their energy and what to put it into yet.
Yeah,
and I truly believe that that's a part of our, you know, problem as a society because, you know, people are so depressed and, you know, and all the medications that they're put on causes more side effects and suicidal, you know, thoughts and, all this stuff. So, we're glad that your mom didn't put you on medicine because you turned out fine.
Yeah.
All right, champ. We know, like I said, you're a busy guy, man. And like I said, man, we got much love and respect for you, man, on this side. And we going to work with you as well. So send me that information in my Facebook page, man, about the organization you're working with, you know. And if we can help promote that, we'll also do that too, you know, and give you a lot of coverage on what you're doing with the other organization as well, you know?
Yes, it's something that we're building, actually. It's our legacy that we're working on. And because I'm doing these workshops for leadership that I've been working on after my last fight. I've been, over here on working on my personal development and a lot of stuff, and you know, for my personal life and for my boxing life, I feel like it's really helping me so far, and I'm seeing great results. But part of that workshop is for you to build your own legacy, something you want to leave behind. So in our team, we're building that. So yeah, I'll be glad to. And and I'll take as much help as I can get.
Yeah, and we appreciate that, champ. So just get the information to me, and we'll start promoting it the way you want it promoted. And you already know we'll put it out there for you and get people to come in that way and getting involved with what you're doing as well. So we want to thank you again for coming on the air tonight, and we'll see you at the event this Saturday.
Okay, thank you. Yes, have a good night.
Have a good night.
And thanks for the opportunity again, and sorry I was late.
Oh, it's all good, champ. We know how busy you be, man. You know, we just appreciate you all the time, man, and God bless, and send our love to your family.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Uh-huh. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Back to you, G.I. You there, G.I.?
Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org. Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of us
know, but they think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't
FEMA camps. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking this. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating InfoWars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter.
The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter.
I hear what they're saying. I won't be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family.
It's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Side of you on.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
It's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Side of you on.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones.
But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way.
All my knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us. We're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all.
As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all.
We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball.
We're patriots. They best heed the call.
As they're walking through the valley, they should watch where rock falls. They can't stop us all.
There's strength in numbers.
Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble.
Shot. We are coming, that is all.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Side of you on.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Side of you on.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
1984.
No, 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves.
We ain't gonna be your bitch.
We ain't gonna be your punk.
We ain't gonna be your trick.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick.
Little girl, get back, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, or down the knife.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing. time you'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast and sea to shining sea, we won't stand for this. No, none of your tyranny. If a war, information, and the planet's a prison inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullets, put by good riddance. With the war, information, and the planet's a prison inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullets.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Moving. I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
B-O-Y-D, babe. B-O-Y-D, babe. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl?
If you, no one would have made.
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Just a story that someone has to tell. Try, 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 try.
Be everybody first but broke like me. Bro, wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living the everyday now. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed. Mercy between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Carry your brain with the diamond chips. Just bought a new whip. Can it paint a double dip? Every day's a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try, try, try,
story. Really distressed in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. Prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. Just a story that someone has to tell. So try, 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 try.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink and I stuck it up to my head and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8 ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we still kicking in here live and having a great time. We're going to go to our caller again. You in the house, G.I.?
Yo, yo, I'm definitely rolling with you, my brother. Glad to see we in the house tonight, man. You got a good function going on, everything set up for Saturday, man, feeding the homeless and doing the fundraiser, man. It's a blessing.
Without a doubt, man. We appreciate that, man. Anything else you'd like to add to the airwaves, G.I.?
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, shout out to all the people, my family, my loved ones out there in Cincinnati. Definitely my people and families down in the ATL. You know, they're going through a lot of things right now. They had that winter storm in there yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. Love to everybody that way. Yeah, doubt.
Yeah, send some prayers out to them. You know what I'm saying? I heard they stuck together and people was helping strangers. strangers, man, during the times like that. That's what people, that's what's mostly needed. That's a blessing.
Exactly. Exactly, man. And we definitely appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate you always riding with us, man, you know, on our Wednesday night segment. And we're going to give a big shout-out to my man, T-Rob. He probably was listening in the background, so we're going to shoot him out a shout-out as well, you know, part of the team,
Rob,
and loving what he's doing.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, hey, you keep rolling with us all the way to the end. We got about 5 more minutes. We're going to shoot another track on, and we're going to be right back with you, G.I., to kick the last segment off with the last words, you know. So we'll be right back with you, my brother.
All right.
Sometimes I overreact. Can't take it back, no, no.
Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, the hottest radio show across the globe. And we're going to go right back to my man, G.I., and he's going to take this segment out with me tonight. Go ahead, G.I., give him them last shout-outs, bro.
Yeah, I just want to say a shout-out to the world, man. You know, give love to your peoples and your home ones, your family. Hug your family, your loved ones, if you can, man, you know. And love them and let them know, you know, that you're there for, man, because people out there needing it right now. You know, a lot of people going through it in the world, man. So I'm sending my shout-out to the world and send a hug out to the world, man, because that's
what we appreciate that. We appreciate that, man. And I want to give that same shout-out to the whole world, you know. And I also want to give a big shout-out to Title Boxing Club, Scottsdale, to my man Troy and to my man Jason, who is giving this event for The Streets Don't Love You Back and the fundraiser to help out the homeless, which our organization Feed the Homeless every month. And we just want to give them a big, big shout-out for getting involved and having much love for us to do this, you know. And also, I want to give a big shout-out to our supporters that called in tonight and our supporters that's going to be at our fundraiser this Saturday, February the 1st, from 12 to 2 at Scottsdale. And that's Alexis. Want to give a shout-out to the champ, Alexis. Want to give a shout-out to Ms. Arvina from the Sud organization, Champ Victor Castro, the West Valley Dancers. Want to give a big shout-out to T-Rob. And also, Alexis and Victor are, you know, people of the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center. They fight out of the family's gym over there. So they're great guys, and support them at what they do as well. And I give a shout-out to Tay Love. And would just like to give a shout-out to the Rich Realty Group, my man Dwayne and his family, the Buckeye Valley News, Miss Sharon, Rhonda from Twin Flames Images and Productions, Get Coach Lonell, and Champ Ariel. We'd like to give her and her family a big shout-out as well, and give a big shout-out to Arizona Motown Media and Video Production, our man Theodore, and everybody else, you know what I mean, that supports The Streets Don't Love You Back on a global level. So we're looking for everybody to come out and support our fundraiser this Saturday, which I said February 1st, 2014. Only thing you got to do is Google up Title Boxing Club Scottsdale and get all the information, address, and click it up on Facebook, click it up on our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback. Come on out and have a good time, and come on out to support a great cause. I'm going to throw it back in your court, G.I. Anything else you need to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, it's great what y'all doing, bro. You know, I can't say that so many times, because I know this movement, The Streets Don't Love You Back movement, is such a big inspiration to a lot of people. You know, that you're reaching in prisons, you're reaching on the streets, domestic violence people, homeless people, children. You know, it's a blessing, brother, and I appreciate the platform. I just want to say, you know, send a shout out to you and your wife again, man. Stay strong, stay focused. I know y'all got so much that y'all doing, man, and it's like, you know, y'all done helped me so much, you know, with the Free GI Project.
Good,
y'all been pushing me and helping me out, man, getting this petition going. You know, we ready to get that to
the
governor.
That's what it's about. Yeah, that's all it's about, G.I. You know, it's helping the ones who don't have a voice for themselves, man, you know. And it's our pleasure to do that, you know. And we out of time, so we just want to say much love to everybody across the globe. And once again, much love to everybody who support the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Also, don't forget the Golden Gloves coming up, the 67th Annual Golden Gloves coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th here in Mesa, Arizona at the Mesa Event Center. So don't forget to check that out. More information on that event at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Peace and love, and God bless.
Peace and love.